response, U.S. soldiers forced 3,000 Sioux warriors onto reservations. The rest scatter in small bands. Over the next 14 years, the Plains Indians struggle to survive until the incident that finally defeats the Great Sioux Nation.
Wounded Knee is a great scar on the American landscape.
December 29th, 1890. The last band of independent Sioux surrender beside Wounded Knee Creek. As the cavalry disarms them, a gun goes off accidentally. It triggers a massacre. Within minutes, over 200 Sioux warriors, women, and children are dead. Now 27, Black Elk survived.
When I look back now, I can still see the butchered women and children lying heaped and scattered, as plain as when I saw them with eyes still young. And I see that something else died there. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream.
The railroad has transformed North America. In just 30 years, 30,000 miles of track crossed the continent. More than the rest of the world put together. Thousands of new towns spring up around railroad stations, one every 8 miles. Five rail lines link the east and west coasts. The railroad even changes time itself. Until now, Americans set their clocks by the sun. 8,000 different times along 500 rail lines, scheduling trains becomes impossible. On November 18, 1883, the continental U.S. is reduced to just four time zones. Standard time is born. The railroad is now the largest employer in America. Nearly 1 million workers. One is a 23-year-old station agent from rural Minnesota, Richard Sears.